Tuesday, January 28th, 2025, and welcome to the Township of Derry Board of Supervisors public hearing. Our first order of business is our call to order, which I just did, and now it is our roll call. So, Mr. Jackson, are you going to do the roll for us?
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Supervisors Muta?
Here.
Supervisor Corrado?
Here.
Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
Supervisor Giovanello? And Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
Five present.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Jackson. All right, so our order of business this evening is the public hearing regarding a conditional use application number 2024-06 as filed by Chocolate LP regarding establishing a group child care facility use on the property located at 1143 East Chocolate Avenue in Hershey. So at this point, I am going to turn it over to our solicitor, Mr. Armstrong, to start the hearing. It looks like we have our applicants that are here, too. One thing I will remind everyone is that our meetings, they are recorded for the purpose of creating accurate minutes. So when you come up to the podium, if you wouldn't mind just stating your name and, I guess at this point, your entity, because I don't think that you're Derry residents, so that we know who's speaking for the purpose of the minutes. I think that's it. So, Mr. Armstrong.
Thank you. As indicated, this is a public hearing for the conditional use application number 2024-06. With that, the public hearing is open. Just remind everyone that there is a court stenographer over there taking down everything that everyone says this evening. This is an application for the property located at 1143 East Chocolate Avenue. Parcel numbers 24-006-131. 24-006-130 and 24-006-129. The application is for a group child care facility at the property. This public hearing has been
Sure. First of all, let me apologize. Normally, I'm able to project the plan on the... When I have these kind of difficulties, I go back and turn down the whole system, which unfortunately will stop the recording back there, and we don't want to do that, do we? So the plan that they submitted is the same that came in with the application, so you can view them on your mobile devices up there. And I'm sure the applicant has a paper copy, but they're also accustomed to us being able to project that. So beyond that, I'll say that this application was filed on December 10th, 2024. As Pat said, it's a conditional use for a group child care facility located at 1143 East Chocolate Avenue. Subject property is owned by Chocolate LP with an address of 805 3rd Avenue, 10th floor, New York, New York. The group child care facility is proposed to be a one-story, 10,000 square foot structure and is proposed to be situated on a 1.43-acre parcel of land located on the north side of East Chocolate Avenue, adjacent to and west of Wilson Avenue. The property is in the Palmdale mixed-use zoning district and the East Chocolate Avenue overlay. And with that, I'm happy to turn it over to the applicant.
Okay, so what I will ask is whether...
Mr. Heigl, thank you for the update on what you're proposing. We're so fortunate that usually Chuck's able to like bring up like the whole aesthetic area on the screen. So I'm like looking at it on my phone. And right now it's just like a gravel area, right? That's what we're seeing, like.
The majority's paved, the doors and stuff, and it's very not being kept off.
So yeah, so this would be putting something new and useful there would be a benefit. So I do have a question about the play area. So I noticed in number 4, you talked about the requirement of the proximity of the play area not being in the front of the building. It's right on the road. So how far away from the road is that play area? I'm not worried so much about the kids getting out. I'm worried about the cars getting in. A PVC pipe or a PVC like fence is not going to stop a car from a potential accident on a pretty busy road.
I wish I could point to the
yeah.
So you can see, but if you'll notice the elevation of Chocolate Avenue with where the proposed play area will be approximately a 4-foot differential, so that the Chocolate Avenue will be lower than the actual play area.
So it'll be raised up, and there'll also be a sidewalk between the road and the play area.
Notice there is an inlet system and stormwater system that is approximately, if the scale is not exactly, I haven't dimensioned, but it's about 8 to 10 feet to a green area. There'll be a green strip, then there'll be a public sidewalk, and then there'll be the 3-to-1 slope up to the child care area.
Okay, but you don't know how far that is.
Distance-wise, I can give that to you in just a minute. So from the white lines to the play area is approximately 40 feet.
Oh, okay. It looks a lot smaller on the plan when you're looking at it from the road. What white line? Can you show me what white line? Because I'm looking at it. Like, show me what, just so I, so we all can kind of see, which white line are you talking about?
Let's see. Can I
pause? Oh, yeah, sure. There you go.
I think that says white line. And so,
do you mean the center of the white line, like
no,
the center of the road?
The yellow line would be the center line, and
okay.
The white line, I believe, would be this line.
So it's 40 feet from the side of the road to that play area.
From this area to the front, this is the 40 feet.
And you're saying that this is also going to be raised up, like
yes.
This play area is going to be up higher.
When you drive by, it looks fairly flat.
Yeah, it does look flat, yeah.
Almost 16 feet of relief from Wilson down to the other end.
Okay.
And so with the building obviously being flat, what we're doing is this driveway will be coming down. This elevation, again, is, you know, we haven't designed it, but approximately 412. You'll walk out into the play area, which would be elevation 412. And if I'm not mistaken, this is about 416.
Okay.
So from a driver's perspective at this point, this will be 4 feet higher.
So if, unfortunately, a driver veered off the road or something like that, there'd be a berm that the driver would go into.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the 3-to-1 slope is approximately like that.
Okay. And then I only have one other question. I'm guessing the board, the rest of the board members might as well, is I noticed in the write-up that you are, the daycare center is also looking to offer aftercare for students that would be, you know, coming in after the school day. Does the lot have the ability to accept a school bus? Like, how would those kids be getting there, like from Derry Township School District, if they're being dropped off? I know you mentioned that Wilson Avenue would be widened, but is it wide enough to accept a school bus for kids that would be dropped off there for aftercare?
Yes, and we can actually show those turning maneuvers in the land development process.
Okay. Those are my only questions. Looks like Mr. Zamuda has some questions too.
Yeah, I actually do have a question. Continue with my colleague is talking about it, and it's a shame we have to consider these, but malign intent, even a 40-foot area and a slight slope,